What's up, guys? How are you? Happy Wednesday. Welcome into another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. And this podcast is being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. Omaha Steaks, the grilling season's right around the corner, and they've got the Burger Perfection Flight. It's available right now for just $89.99. When you shop OmahaSteaks.com, use that promo code JUICE at checkout to get this deal. That's 24 mouthwatering pure ground beef burgers for just $89.99. Get ready for the rich and juicy handheld steak with mic-dropping flavor. Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers made from a single cut of mouthwatering, perfectly aged steak, guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. OmahaSteaks.com. Use that promo code JUICE at checkout. All right, let's get to last night. It was a winning night. All three bets on the parlay lost, but it was a winning night, okay? NBA bet cashed, NBA bet, NHL bet cashes. Baseball bet does not, but we'll only laid minus 102. So we go down, we're up like 0.45 units on the day. So it wasn't a big day, but we're up about, you know, over 1.5 units or so for the week so far here going into Wednesday, which is not bad at all. Now, a lot of you are asking about the Masters. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make the Masters plays on the podcast tomorrow, but I'm going to post them ahead of time in the Discord channel tomorrow. Okay. Because I don't want you guys to get up on Thursday and go, oh, I missed the Masters play because it's teed off and I got to the podcast too late. Okay. So in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat, I'll reiterate them on the podcast for Thursday morning, but you're going to get ahead of time on the Discord channel if you are so curious for Masters plays coming up starting on Thursday from Augusta National. Speaking of Augusta National, have you entered our Masters contest yet? It's still open right now, all the way up till tee time on Thursday with the opening round. How it works, $10 entry, you pick six golfers, lowest score wins, top 25 finishers get paid out. To enter, you go to bettingpros.com/masters. That's bettingpros.com/masters. Rules and conditions are there, as well as whether or not this contest is legal in the state that you reside. Masters contest, bettingpros.com/masters for 10 bucks to go in there and enter it. Okay, let's roll through a couple of picks and plays here relatively quickly because it's late and I gotta just get rolling here. All right. We'll start in baseball where the Tampa Bay Rays are throwing Zach Littell, who has been tremendous. Six innings, five innings, first two starts, no earned runs in one earned run. The bullpen threw up all over itself against the Rockies. They lost the game 10-7. He left the game up 2-1. Not his fault. 5-1 win over Toronto on the 30th of March. Six innings, four hits, no earned runs for him. The Rays are 6-6. They need to get going here, okay? They're in last place in the American League East. I know it's very early, but this is very not typical of the Rays to get off to this type of start. Jose Soriano going other side, 0-1 with a 4.5 ERA for the Angels. These teams have split the first two games of this series, 7-1 and 6-4, under and over. But you got a guy in Soriano who I wouldn't trust all that much because he's an opener. Three innings, both times he started here. He lost to the Red Sox 8-6, beat the Orioles 4-1. Three earned runs and no earned runs in the two starts. Money line, Rays, minus 125. I think they get to the Angels here. They win the rubber match of this series. I'm taking the Rays to win it, minus 125 with Littell on the mound here for Tampa. 1.25 units. All right, to the NBA we go. And another NBA play that I'm going to look at because I've been staring at the NBA plays a lot lately. And we've been doing fairly well. Just one NBA game and looking at numbers, doing well on the totals. Got another one for you. Toronto and Brooklyn. Okay, totals 220. Toronto, this is bad teams in the NBA, okay? Bad teams in the NBA. Toronto on the road this year is 23-14-1 to the over. Brooklyn at home is 20-20. Now they have gone under in three of their last five, 5-5 over their last 10, but 4-1 for Toronto to the over, 6-4 overall over their last 10 for Toronto. And you look at the numbers Indiana at home went over by 22 and a half points. Washington at home went over by 17 points. On the road against Milwaukee went under, but it went over the game before against Minnesota by 4. Lakers over by 2.5. Philly at home, New York at home, both flew over at 40 and a half and 34 and a half. And so far in this homestand, 1-2 to the under, or 2-1 to the under for Brooklyn. But I think this number is too low at 220. I think we're going to see a lot of offense here in this game and not a whole lot of defense between these two teams. I'm going to play the over 220. Toronto and Brooklyn over 220 for 1.1 units. And finally, we're going to go to hockey where the Oilers are hosting the Vegas Golden Knights. Logan Thompson against Stuart Skinner as the expected teams to play here. Look, I just think Vegas right now is not doing great work defensively. Now they're starting to come around offensively, but defensively they've been on this road trip. 7-4 loss to the Coyotes, 4-3 loss to the Canucks. They did beat the Canucks. In Vegas, they beat them 6-3, but at the Wild 2-1, won the game. The Jets 2-1. Both those games went under. Predators went over 5-4. So three of the last five games have gone over on the road for the Vegas Golden Knights, and the Oilers being at home, TNT game. Look, the Oilers score a lot of goals. They're 26-8-3 at home, like we know. And this team can put up offense, score goals with anybody. Last time out, 4-2 win against the Flames, 6-2 win against the Avalanche, 5-0 loss on the road to the Stars, 3-2 loss on the road to the Blues, 6-1 win to the Ducks, 4-1 win over the Kings. At home, they're scoring goals 4-6-6. So 4-6-6. Last three home games for the Oilers, over 6, Vegas and Edmonton tonight. Yes, Connor McDavid is questionable with a lower body injury. He may not play, but I'm okay with the over 6, minus 120 for 1.2 units. All right, so let's keep the week going. I'll give you Masters plays in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat, and I will also do it on the podcast coming up tomorrow for the Thursday as we go after the racing, the chasing, and the competition for the green jacket for the Masters. Toronto, Brooklyn, over 220. Tampa Bay moneyline minus 125. Oilers, Vegas Golden Knights, over 6 at minus 120. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast, the Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.